Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. On this program, we've heard from people who experienced homelessness as a result of drug addiction and alcoholism. But what about those suffering from a dual diagnosis, those that have both addiction issues and suffer from mental illness? For them, finding a way out of homelessness is doubly difficult. Anonymous is a woman in her 20s living in Cecil County.
I got on drugs real bad and I went to rehab at the Whitted Center. I was in rehab for 5 months and I came to Elkton to the farm, and then they kicked me off of the farm.
The farm is a shelter run by a faith-based organization called The Meeting Ground that can hold 35 people. Why was she kicked out?
They thought I was over-medicating myself when I wasn't. And they gave me a little pill bottle to hold, and it was broke. And every time I would open my pill bottle, my pills would spill out because it was broke. Come to find out later on, after they kicked me out and somebody else had moved into my room, they found the pills behind my bed. So that's why they kicked me out, because they thought I was over-medicating myself.
After being kicked out of the shelter, Anonymous was on the street.
I walked around all day and all night. One person, it was during the middle of the winter, and one lady found me. I was sleeping on the bench outside Acme, and she said my lips were blue. She took me to the hospital. I slept there. The next day I got out, and then I was homeless for 2 weeks because they didn't want to let me in the rotating shelter because of my mental condition. And 2 weeks it went by, and I finally talked to the person that ran the rotating shelter. I talked to her, and then they let me come stay there for a couple months, but I didn't like the environment. There was like fighting there, I was being threatened, and then I went to Grace Community.
The rotating shelter is a wintertime shelter that goes from church to church in Cecil County, and when it's full, there's really nowhere else to go. Anonymous was able to go to the Grace Community Church shelter, but that shelter is closed now for lack of funding. She's at a friend's house now and is several months pregnant. She's looking for work, but finding it is difficult.
Basically, I can't work because of my mental issues. I have a tendency to lash out on people, and I don't mean to, so that stops me from getting a job.
Right now, Anonymous is sober and doing okay. She owes a debt of gratitude to the friend who took her in. But what about the rest of the people in Maryland who also suffer from a dual diagnosis of mental illness and addiction? Where will they go? Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.